Okay, Chevra. One of the Heterim by Borer, actually I was not exactly planning on going in this order, but it just worked out this way in terms of what I opened up and the way I lost track of time, as we say. One of the Heterim Borer is the Heter called Borer La'alter, which means that in order to permit Borer, it has to be Oichum Tov Solos Biyad and Miyad, that I'm being Borer La'alter. And how do we define La'alter is not at all a simple question. It's not at all pashat how we define la'alter. The most famous shita, the definition of la'alter, which seems to be what the Ramah paskens like in Se'if Aleph, is if I'm doing borer letzorech osa seuda shemesiv ba miyad mikri la'alter. Right? If I am doing borer for the meal that I am sitting down right away, that's called la'alter. Right? That's the lashon of the Rush b'shem the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Beis Yosef quotes over here in Simin Dalet, that the Rush holds that it's called la'alter if you are pashtus is haborer. Shiur la'alter, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Shiur Masha Mesev al ha-shulchan la'osa se'uda. The shiur that I'm sitting at the table for that meal, and that's called la'alter. Only if I'm sitting at the meal. Now, if you're medayik carefully, the Rush is saying something a little different than what the Ramah says. The Rush sounds like he's saying that I'm being boirer once I start the meal. The Ramah sounds like I am being boirer for the meal I'm going to start right away. The Beis Yosef points out that there's a different shita over here, a shita that lahalacha we reject, which is the shita of the Hagos Mordechai. The Mordechai writes that the definition of la'alter is of the Mordechai two definitions, two possibilities. And there's of the Mordechai two definitions. One definition is that la'alter means I'm boirer in order to mamish eat this minute. Right? In other words, let me read you his lashon as soon as I get to the page. Pirish ra'avon, livrar ulhaniach kimlo piv, ulahach nisoy bepiv. La'alter means I'm boirer to put it in my mouth. There is a line in the Ritva also that might sound this way. That la'alter means only if I'm being boirer to put it in his mouth. Right away. Inami, livrar kidei se'udaso lahaschil v'ligmar achar b'riraso. Avalechol achar sha'a nasa kibur la'otzer. The second daya in the Mordechai says that it's called la'alter if I'm boirer for less than an hour worth. But if I'm being boirer more than an hour worth, that is called la'achar zman. Right? That's the second daya in the Mordechai. The Beis Yosef quotes this opinion in the Mordechai as if the Mordechai is arguing on the Rush. No? He quotes that the Mordechai says La'achar sha'a is boirer la'otzer, which is usher, and he quotes as arguing on the Rush between the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Eglei Tal in Sifkat and Tes points out that he thinks there's really no machlokas, because if you look at the source of the Mordechai is calling the Ra'avon himself writes that if I'm eating the Seuda, it's permitted. Or a Samach L'Seuda Mamish is going to be permitted, and the din is not a din in an hour. Now, La Halacha, this question is interesting on a few different levels. Okay? Let's take this question first in terms of the two opinions in the Mordechai opinion one is that the only thing that's cool la'altar is if I'm doing boirer in order to stick it in my mouth right away. That's Mordechai opinion one. Mordechai opinion two is saying that no, it's going to be called la'altar more than that. Perhaps it's a din in an hour. Perhaps it's a din in preparing for the seuda. That depends, right? The Eglatel basically is trying to reinterpret the Mordechai opinion too to say that it agrees with the rush that's a din preparing for the seuda. But really, when you think about it, I have three different shitas. Shita number one, that is only called boimer or la'altar if I'm being boimer in order to eat it right now, this second. That shita seems to be rejected. And that would mean l'cha'ora, conceptually, that being boimer in order to eat right now, mashal l'maha davar domeh, I have a fruit, a plum, and the plum is rotted on one side. Am I allowed to pull away the rotted stuff, right? Or to pull away, let's say to pull away the oichel from the psoilas, lechol miyad. Am I allowed to do that, right? So oichel from the psoilas, lechol miyad tashor is mutter, no? What about to pull away the psoilas from the oichel? To eat it right now, to pull away the rotted part of the fruit, to eat the fruit right now. So I would argue that if we disagree with Mordechai Perush 1, what we're saying is that Shas Achila is better than Borer in general. If I'm being Borer in order to eat right now, that's a super duper heter of Borer, which is more mutter than any other type of borer. And perhaps the chokim on the Mordechai, remember, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Paskins, that I'm allowed to do borer for the next meal. The Mordechai opinion one says you can only do borer to eat right now. Perhaps we reject Mordechai opinion one because we hold that if you're doing borer in order to eat right now, such borer is in gansin mutter, even psolas mitoch ochel. It is the super duperest of all heterim in borer. This question is discussed in a bir halacha in Se'if Dalet. Dibra hamaschil haborer psolas. Psolas mitoch ochel is chayit. The Bir Halacha writes, Yesh lehistapek im shem borer munach davka kishaborer mikodem umeichen lechol avon be'esa afila gufa she'ochez biyago v'rotza lechol moti apsoilis ha'mashlicho lo shayich borer av she'oisa davrza kodem ha'achila d'zeh darach ma'ichol oduma lo shna ela tzarech la'ashlicho acha she'yokha davka she'yashach mena ochel imo. Right? In other words, am I allowed to pull away the rotted part of the plum and eat the rest of the plum? The suffix in the Bir Halacha is whether this is permitted, no? And he quotes that this is a machlokas in the Kadmonim. It's a machlokas between the Mahari Tat and the Mahari Abulafia. And the Bir Halacha quotes that there's a Beferish Ramban in our Gemara that's makel on this question. No? An Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, most important daf in this week. An Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, V'chi mutter la'afos pachos mikashir. Right? So Taisus writes, what's the svara that it should be mutter? Taisus says, well, the svara that should be mutter is that pachos mikashir is derech achila. The Ramban's lashon is that pachos mikashir is derech achila in the sense of you're about to eat it right now. And if you're about to eat it right now, you get the impression from the Ramban, it's not borer at all. Right? In other words, to pull the rounded part of the fruit away for the Ramban is going to be heter gomer. The Bir Halacha quotes that Ramban, but the Bir Halacha thinks
that maybe we disagree with it. Because in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Test Zion, there's the case, let's say I have water in New York City. Mashal Ma'ad had never done that. And the water in New York City, Kayazua, has something called copepods in it, no? And I want to drink water on Shabbos. So what do I do? So the Rush says, Mayim sheyesh bem toilahim, mutter l'shtosan al yudei ma'pa b'shabbos. Dilo shayach bura m'shamer, ela b'metakin ha'ingin kodem achila ushtia. Avon b'shashtia ma'akev is apsula shal yikon satoch piv, ein zem en malacha u'mutter. Meaning, I can take my water with copepods and put a net, put a cloth, again, assuming there's no issue malaving on the cloth somehow, put a cloth on top of your water with copepods and you drink it through it. So you're doing bayer, so zok the rush, that's permitted because it's nichnas l'toch piv mamish. It's going right into your mouth. And that's why it's permitted. Comes along the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura says, one second. The rush holds its only mutter if it goes into your mouth, mamish, the second it goes into your mouth. That means that doing it a minute beforehand, a second beforehand, the equivalent of pulling the rotted part of my phlegm away, would be usher. It's only mutter because it goes right in, no? That's why it's a mutter point to the rush. Therefore, the Fira HaMacha, even though he dug up this Ramban, that the Ramban is inclined to be mego on boimer b'shas achila, that psolos mitoch ocha is going to be mutter b'shas achila, which we're explaining this because that's not called boimer at all. That's called a maisa achila. Boimer is an act of preparation, is a maisa achila, right? Even though the Ramban is inclined to Megal, Zotavir Alam, you should be Machmir like the Rosh. And the Chazanish and Simin Nundawit, Sifkot and Aleph, also is inclined Lahachmir. Our understanding, however, is that you should be Megal on this, no? Because our understanding is that the Chumrah is based on an understanding that la'alter means even, right, shas achila, right? That only shas achila is not la'alter. So, and the fact that we reject opinion one in the Mordechai would seem like you should be makel. What about the rush? What about drinking water with copepods? How come the rush is machmir and is only makel if it's going into my mouth? Right? You get the impression of the rush that pulling the bad part of the fruit off would be aser. How could that be? So I saw in the Archos Shabbos, he quotes a svara that he doesn't agree with, but I think it's a good svara anyway. On page Kuf Nun Aleph in the Archos Shabbos. Right, Kufnun Aleph note Samach. He says, you know what? The Rush is talking about drinking water with a filter. That's really Borer Bekli. Borer Bekli is more chamor than other types of Borer. So because it's Borer Bekli, that's why it's only mutter if it goes directly into your mouth. It wouldn't be mutter a second before you eat it. Right? But if it's not biblically, it could be makel, right? And he entertains the svara that maybe it could be makel to pull off the rotted part of the fruit right beforehand, because the fear halachas doka this maharitat based on the rush. Well, maybe the rush is talking about biblically. That's what the Arba Shabbos thinks to say halacha, but he doesn't say it. The person who does say it lahalacha is Moreno Harav Mordechai Willard in his book Am Mordechai, page 138. Rabbi Willard quotes, that in his opinion he could be Makel. Since the Farish disagrees with that Ramban, that you're allowed to pull off the rotten part of the fruit right before you eat it, therefore you should be Makel. And our story is, of course, we pass in that way because we reject opinion one in the Mordechai. So far, so good? Mr. Adler.
Only when
it's biyah, exactly. And that was based on that rush, because Kazayan, right? I couldn't pull off the psoilus from the eichel bikli right before I eat it. Well, however we define a kli.
You can't pour from a filter thing into a cup or anything.
Correct. It's only if it goes directly into my mouth that it's more. Because since it's a kli, we're more machmir. Right? So far so good? This question about whether the din of a boimer and how I define la alter, etc. This question is actually found in the Bir Halacha earlier in the Siman. The Bir Halacha Dibur Hamaskil V'chol Masha Borer in Se'if Allah. Right? The Rambam writes, V'chol Masha Borer L'tzarech Osa Se'uda Miyad Mikra La'alter. The definition of La'alter is I'm being Borer for the Se'uda Miyad. So Bir Halacha quotes, I am the safest Tosefes Yerushalayim who proves to me Yerushalmi that you require La'alter Mamish against the Rambam. Right? The Bir Halacha quotes that the Tosefes Yerushalayim says, like the first day of the Mordechai, you need La'alter Mamish. V'nireh d'mikol makom ein lahachmir b'zeh d'divrei Ramah yesh la makar min hashas shalanu, like the Bir Hagra says. Because the Goyin says over here that since in the Gemara we say that it's aser bol biyom, that bol biyom is na'aseh kimosha borer le'otzar, you get the impression that short of bol biyom is going to be mutar and you don't need la'alter mamish. That's what the Gemara says. That you don't need la'alter mamish against that first opinion in the Mordechai. Oh. The Taz, I thought, in Sifkat and Aleph, is also in line with what we're saying, that la'alter mamish is going to avada be mutter without klali borer. Right? What we're trying to say is that la'alter mamish can be borer right before you eat, is going to be mutter entirely, even without the rules of Borer, will be mutter even if it's psoilus from Ochel. See, the Taz is bothered by what we were calling Yiddish an Eisen Akasha. The Taz says, the Gemara times that if Borer lebobion, it's ki'il na'asa kimosha Borer la'otzer in his chayim. Right? That Borer lebobion is an Isn't Dairaisa's mamish chayim. Right, you're going to be put to death for that. Now, Sakamosha Baruch Oitzer and Yechayim. Fret the Taz, why don't I say that there are three levels of Borer? Level one of Borer is to eat right away. Level two of Borer is Borer Leboy B'yoyim, which is Asa Mitzrabbanon. And level three of Borer is Borer La'otzar, which is Yechayim. Just like we know by Kalim, right, I have three levels, Biyad, Knon and Tamukoi versus Nathal and Kavara. That Nathal Kavara is Chayim, Knon and Tamukoi is also Midrabonan, and Biyad is Mutter. Why don't I say the same thing in terms of the Zmanim? That Bo Biyom is also Midrabonan. That's the Taz's Kasha. So if you read this Taz inside slowly, carefully, a few different times, I think the Taz comes out with a chiddush. The Taz says, "Nirlofin yistaiti that you can't say that boy b'yom is asim mitrabonan and the heter is to eat it right away, because the heter of la'alter to eat right away is poshut that it's mutter. The loy kain heich efshar lachol kol adam. The vada lo yikach hamachol kulo b'pamachas lepiv. Right? Zok the Taz."
You don't have to tell. If la'alter means only mamish to eat right now, you don't have to tell me that, says the Taz. That's a davar pashut. No one's going to say that you have to put the entire fruit in your mouth and eat it right away. Right? And pick the psalas out after. The Chazanish Taka says that, no? Chazanish says that when I eat my fish with bones in it, I have to put the whole fish in my mouth and like, remember like Garfield in the cartoons? Like you pull out all the, you know what I'm talking about, you're your shape, you're Garfield. Right? You pull out all the bones after, right? You find literature, Yeshiva Pandu, they know the stuff. So the Taz, I think, is saying that's a davar pasha, that it's mutter to be bayer, right, when it's in your mouth. And you don't have to say that. And it's a davar pasha that's mutter to be bayer right before you eat, and you don't have to say that. Meaning, I think if you read the Taz slowly and carefully, he's agreeing with this day that the Mishnah Berurah Taka rejects, but the day that Rabbi Willig Taka accepts la halacha, which is that what? That to be bayer, psoilos am oicha, to eat it right away, that's going to be Heter Gomer. So that's the first Nekuda that we wanted to make. Good? La Halacha. Bayer is Mutter La Alter. No? What's considered La Alter? How much Zman is it? So, you get the impression that there's a Machlokas Haposkim about whether it's an objective Zman, or whether it's a Zman that has a certain degree of flux based on what I'm preparing and how many people I'm preparing for, etc. Bet you get that impression. V'afarish et sichati. Right? We saw in the Mordechai opinion too that he says sha'a achas. Does sha'a mean an objective hour? Well, the Eglei Tal is inclined in Sifkat and Tes that it means an objective hour, an objective Zman. They quote from the Chazon Ish. This is found, by the way, in the Tshuvas of Reb Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Beis, Simin, Kuf Ayin Tes, that the Zman is half an hour. And it's an objective Zman. Meaning, anything within half an hour is mutter. Or, according to Eglei Tal, anything within an hour is mutter. However, you get an impression from the Ramah that the Ramah is saying that the din is, if I'm being bayir letzayrech oisa se'uda shemesav ba, for the meal that I'm sitting down at, and that could actually have a certain degree of flux to it, depending on the food, depending on the amount of time. Yeah?
I mean, the one has an hour, it might be an hour excluding a meal, but if we're preparing for
the
meal,
it
can give
me
more time.
And once the meal started, Ken Sine, I could have as much time as I want, but an hour before the meal only, if it's an objective time. Alternatively, we could say there's no such thing as an objective time, even of an hour, however long it takes to prepare for the meal. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Dalet Simin, Ayin Dalet Os Yud Gimel, Reb Moshe writes, it depends on the meal that I'm preparing for. Many of the Achronim bring a raya from Ashar Hatzion in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. The din is that Knivas Hayerek is Mutter Yom HaKippurim in HaMidkol HaMaylo. Knivas Hayerek might involve some sort of borer. But from Mincha onward, it would be permitted. Right? What does that mean? Well, maybe that means that that's the amount of time it'll take to do it. And therefore I have a certain flux. It's not an objective time of 1 hour, it's more than that. Moshe Sternbach argues that the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah are basically disagreeing fundamentally. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the Zman is a Zman of flux. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah holds that if I have many Arichem, I have more time. The Chazon Ish says, half an hour is half an hour. And the Chazon Ish says, if I have a communal kitchen and I'm preparing a meal for hundreds and hundreds of people, right, I can't say, oh, how many people I need. And first he says, he can't say it's a meal of 10,000 people. No, it's a meal of 3 people. Right? There's just 20 different tables of 3 people. You can only prepare half an hour before the meal. That's as far as the Chazon Ish wanted to go. Nothing more. Even though there are hundreds of thousands of people at this meal, you might be cooking for the atheist convention, whatever it is, bang up. You had a comment? Now, what if I take the Mahalach that it is a Zman of flux? It's a Zman that depends on how many guests I have, etc. So l'cha'ora, that would mean also it depends on how much time I need to prepare this particular food. Am I allowed to take a challah out of the freezer in a borer situation? Let's have like a ton of different stuff in the freezer, and my challah is buried in the freezer. So to take the challah out of the freezer would be borer. It's eichel mitach psoilas, but it's only mutter miyad, but the challah is in the freezer, so it's going to take a couple of hours to thaw. Is that called miyad? So the Acharonim have a long discussion about this. In the Archos Shabbos on page Kuf Mem Ches, he points out that although originally Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was makel on this, Acharei Kechos HaKov, Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted to be machmir. Reb Shlomo Zalman was moving in the direction that, you know what, even though this food requires more time to thaw, but that doesn't change, right? That we talk about preparing for a meal. And L'maisa, we're talking about preparing for a meal, and the challah thawing isn't really part of preparing for the meal, because you could have taken the challah out of the freezer before Shabbos, it would be just as good. So if you want to take it out on Shabbos, it's aser. It's called preparing for the meal if the food has to be prepared now. If it's a salad that requires a certain amount of time to settle. So that, and you have to prepare it now because it's better if it's fresh. So that Reb Shlomo Zalman be makel on. But a challah, Reb Shlomo Zalman is not inclined to be makel on. Many poskim say that it's called ma'alter if I'm not doing another activity in between. So if I prepare a food, and salah kosu'uda, preparing it for the next meal, and I have in mind that I'm going to prepare the food, and then I want to take a spatzir, I want to take a walk. You know, after the meal is ready, you want to take a walk and then come back and have the meal, that would be osur. Because then there's a dover that's mafsek, another activity is being done, that would be osur. If originally I planned on having the meal now, and then I change my mind later on, so whether or not that becomes l'mafreya, usr or not, look in the Shar HaTziyun, Shin Yutes Eis Hei. The Shar HaTziyun quotes that the Prima Godin sounds like you shouldn't do that, and you should lo arif l'mevatati, and it becomes usr. And Mishnah Brewer wants to bring a raya from the Din of Tzad in Shin Tes Zayin, that maybe it's going to be mutter in that case. Ayin Shom. But the Minchas Ariel, who, as we know, is an Orthodox Jew, the Minchas Ariel tells that he thinks doing other activities is not going to be a hefsek, providing these activities are necessary for that food. Right? In other words, other activities like taking a walk is not necessary for the food, that's going to be awesome. But another activity that's necessary for that food is going to be mutter, like thawing the challah. It's considered la'alter. If I take the challah out 2 hours before the meal, like 3 hours before the meal, enough time to thaw, because that's necessary for the food. Again, to Shlomo Zalman. What's his raya? His raya is from the Mishnah in Beit Yudalad. There's a machlokus about borer and yontif. Right? Borer kidneys. Beis Shammai says you can only be borer ochel from ochel. Beis Hillel says that you're borer kedargo. No? Now, kidneys, beans. Can you eat the beans after you do borer? L'chaira not. Beans have to be cooked. So how come we're saying that it's mutter to do borer according to Beis Shammai, right? To the Boira Kitneus. Beis Shammai says, I can only do Boira and Yotuk the same as I do Boira and Shabbos, which is Eichel Mitzvah Psoilas. La'alter! But Kitneus can't be La'alter because they have to be cooked. The Teretz is that
something that's necessary for that food item to be prepared doesn't take away from being la'alter. That's his right.
From Beis Hillel or
Beis Shammai? From Beis Shammai. Well, Beis Hillel says that when I do Borer on Yontiv, Borer Kedargai, that Yontiv has different rules of Borer than Shabbos.
So
they
need
it. The point is, Beis Shammai holds that the rules of Borer and Yontiv are the same as the rules of Borer and Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, or better off, because Yontiv and Shabbos might be different, right? According to Beis Shammai, they govern by the same rules. How am I allowed to Borer the kidneys? It's not la'alter, because I have to cook it. The teretz is that the cooking is not a shter on what's called la'alter. Because the food, right? That's the Minchas Ariel's raya. He brings another raya from the Gemara on Ayin Dalet on the base about making a kaveres, etc. We could talk about that maybe a different time, maybe in Seder. But that lacha'ora is a good raya. So look in the Egle Tal, however. The Egle Tal is daicha. The Egle Tal is daicha. The Egle Tal is a pleasant test. Says that the Gemara in Beis Yedalet doesn't prove anything. You see, the Egle Tal Shitaso understands that there's two zmanim which could be called la'alter. There's an objective zman of a shah, and then there's the amount of time it takes to prepare for the meal. Once the meal begins, then the usher came. Once the meal begins, I'm allowed to prepare even stuff that I'm going to eat at the end of the meal many, many hours from now. So zok the Egle Tal. Maybe Beis Shammai, who says that allows you to bite your kidneys, is talking about once the meal begins, or the second before the meal begins, whatever it is. We're not using the zman of a shaka. It's talking about the osa se'uda manish. And by osa se'uda manish, the Alter Rebbe if Gimel says, I'm allowed to be bitter even for dessert. Dessert can be hours and hours now. So you can be eating your kidneys for dessert! So yes, you'll be boyer, and then you'll cook, but that's still called la'alter because it's in the middle of the se'uda. That's the dibui of the Egle Tal. Right? The Egle Tal says it still is called la'alter. Okay, we should have a mitzvah chevra. Again, I apologize for just losing track of time. I think we still were able to teach some Torah today.